as of next October, e-cigarettes and vaping products will see new taxes here in Wisconsin. It'll be the first time e-cigarettes are subject to anything more than the state sales tax, but the debate over how heavily to tax them isn't over. Mark Sommerhauser is a communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and Will Henkes is a graduate student at the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison and an intern at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. They wrote a report on e-cigarettes. Mark, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
And Will, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mark, can you walk us through what this change to the tax laws in the new state budget does when it comes to e-cigarettes, these vaping products?
Yeah, so Wisconsin's new tax on e-cigarette products is pretty straightforward. Effective here in October, there's going to be a tax of 5 cents per milliliter on e-cigarette or vaping fluid that's sold here in the state. So that's pretty much it. Some other states are taking a lot more complex approaches to taxing this stuff. Wisconsin's, for now, it's pretty simple.
Simple. And how does it compare in terms of the amount we're taxing these products compared to what we see in other states so far?
Yeah, so Wisconsin's tax rate is tied for the lowest of any of the at least 20 states that we could find that tax e-cigarette products. That 5 cent per milliliter, there are four other states that also tax at that rate, and then the remaining states go up from there.
And Will, let's define these products now. These are, I think the word is non-combustible, you never flip a lighter or anything, nicotine products, right?
Yeah, so essentially it's anything that heats up a liquid that then you inhale the aerosol, and it is referred to as non-combustible.
And you looked into some of the public health arguments about this, and I've talked to a lot of public health people. There's a good news, bad news story that seems to be emerging here. What's the latest that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it really comes down to the trade-off between the fact that they are less dangerous for you than traditional combustible cigarettes, but at the same time, they're way more attractive to children. So you look at, in Wisconsin, the rate of high school e-cigarette use has really skyrocketed over the past 4 years. It's at roughly 20% now.
And Mark, what did the original proposal from Governor Evers look like in the budget he submitted to the legislature?
Quite a bit different than the one he signed. Yeah, the governor proposed to extend to e-cigarette products an existing tax that the state already has on non-cigarette tobacco products like cigars and pipe tobacco, and that's a 71% tax. So quite a bit higher than the 5 cent per milliliter tax that he ultimately signed.
I've heard public health officials will say higher taxes help deter something like smoking or other unhealthy activities. Is that part of the thinking as you see it in what goes into deciding how much to tax a product like e-cigarettes?
Yeah, absolutely. So taxation is one of the most proven to be effective methods of reducing cigarette use. And the evidence shows that that carries over to e-cigarettes as well. And then additionally, youth are much more price responsive than adults to changes in cigarette and e-cigarette prices.
An interesting thing in your piece, though, is that, we have this tobacco tax in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We've been relying on that revenue actually more so than many other states. So it's good news when tobacco use goes down, but there's a budget hit when that happens, you write.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the trade-offs of relying on, you know, cigarette tax revenue is you're generating revenue from this product that you're also trying to discourage the use of. So, you know, if you're successful in discouraging the youth, your revenue is naturally going to fall.
We're talking about taxes on e-cigarettes, vaping products in the new state budget. We have Mark Sommerhauser with us from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and Will Henkes, also an intern at the Wisconsin Policy Forum with La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison. They wrote a recent report on these changes to taxes. When we have these sin taxes, whether we're talking about tobacco or the vaping products, is this going into the general budget, Mark, or is this like a separate thing where it's earmarked for health uses?
Right. So it does go into the general fund. And, you know, as we cover in our report, I mean, cigarette tax revenue is a sizable amount of money within the state's general fund budget. At its peak, it was more than $600 million per year. It's now down, I think, around 530 some million per year. So this is a sizable stream of revenue into the state budget.
We have this state budget in place. It has these taxes now on e-cigarette products. I guess I should say, are we taxing the devices here or the I've never used these things, but there's devices, right? And there's the liquid you put into them and ignite. What are we taxing?
And in some cases, they're sold together, so that makes it a little more complicated, whereas in some cases, they're sold separately. Wisconsin's tax, again, is more narrow in that it only taxes the fluid.
Okay.
And again, in some cases, they are sold together. So in those cases, it's only the fluid then that's subject to Wisconsin's tax. Other states are doing it differently, though, and are taxing the devices as well.
So. Is this debate done now that this budget has passed, or do you see it likely to be revisited over time?
Yeah, I don't see any way that this goes away anytime soon. You know, the factors that are kind of, I think, cause policymakers to take up this issue in the first place, such as the increasing usage, especially among teens, that trend only appears to be continuing. Obviously, with Wisconsin adopting a tax that's at the low end of where some states are, we already saw some public health groups weighing in. You know, prior to the governor's signature of the budget, you know, saying this tax is too low, that we need a higher tax to be more effective in deterring especially young people from consuming these products. So it seems like this debate is going to continue.
Will, I see ads for vaping supplies all over the place. Lots and lots of storefronts have them. Are we seeing pushback to the idea of taxes from the industry? And if so, what kind of arguments are they making to the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So Evers' original proposal would have been a 71% inventory tax, and there was a ton of pushback there. A lot of store owners essentially arguing that they wouldn't be able to continue to operate. And I think really what the argument is from the industry is that vaping is, you know, proven to be better for your health than smoking combustible cigarettes. So they're saying, look, this is a method for quitting smoking. It's preferable to smoking. I think the evidence on whether it's a good smoking cessation method, the jury's still out there. But
and Mark, we talked about a lot of things over the course of the state budget here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Education, prisons, roads, and so on. It seems like this was a little more under the radar in this vast budget document.
We felt the same way. It was one of those things that maybe didn't get as much attention. I think a lot of people who were kind of watching the state budget didn't know how the legislature was going to respond to the governor's proposal. Of course, we ultimately saw that they were willing to accept the new tax, but at a much lower rate, of course, than what the governor proposed. But yeah, I think that's fair to say that this is an item that people are kind of taking a closer look at now that the budget is signed.
Is this something, Mark, that broke down as a Democrat-Republican thing?
I think to some extent, I think, at least to some extent, we saw some other Democrats kind of lining up behind the governor's proposal. And the Republican leadership of the Joint Finance Committee, which was kind of where the proposal that was ultimately adopted emerged from, you know, they were the ones to propose the 5 cent per milliliter rate. Typically, though, as you look across the country at how this debate has played out, it has not always broken cleanly on partisan lines. There have been some examples of both parties kind of being, you know, not taking uniform positions in a partisan way on this.
Well, as you mentioned, this is, in the course of human history, a pretty new product. We don't know as much as we'd like to about the health outcomes. From the perspective of public health and public policy, what are the kind of questions that you think still need to be answered as lawmakers look at setting policy?
Yeah, I think one question that really needs to be answered is the long-term health effects. We know there's significant evidence that they're better for you than traditional cigarettes, but, you know, that's a pretty low bar. So I think that's one question that needs to be answered. I think another is how effective they actually are in helping people quit smoking. And then the third question I think that really needs to be answered is, do they lead to, you know, youth switching to traditional combustible cigarettes?
Now, for the long-term impacts, I guess we're going to have to wait 20, 30 years for studies to actually be able to tackle that. For those other two points you mentioned, do they work for smoking cessation? How much do they get kids to use nicotine? Is there research that is being done? Are people out there looking at this right now?
Oh, yeah. There are tons of new studies popping up. And, you know, the jury's still out, I think, on the smoking cessation effectiveness. It's not approved by the FDA as a smoking cessation method.
Mark, as we watch this issue now, as you mentioned, the budget isn't the be-all, end-all of our policy on e-cigarettes in Wisconsin. What kind of policy issues are you looking at coming up, maybe as separate items in the legislature in the future or 2 years in the next budget?
Well, yeah, I would say probably the biggest one that comes to mind immediately is there is some debate both nationally and at the state level about raising the smoking and tobacco buying age from 18 to 21. And that's something that, you know, potentially then would be applied to e-cigarettes as well as traditional cigarettes. That's probably the biggest example of a sort of non-budgetary, more policy type of proposal that, you know, a lot of anti-tobacco and anti-smoking advocates are really lining up behind. And, you know, I would anticipate, particularly with the rising consumption that we're seeing of e-cigarettes among teenagers, among high schoolers, that's probably something that's going to get a lot of attention.
And as you were suggesting earlier, I think the tax debate may come back to Wisconsin as to how much e-cigarettes and the fluid could be taxed for.
Yeah, that's very possible.
We'll leave it there for now. Mark, thanks a lot for coming up today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Will, thanks for sharing your research with us.
Thank you.
We're talking to Mark Sommerhauser, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and Will Hankus, graduate student at the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison. He co-wrote a report with Mark on e-cigarettes and taxation here in Wisconsin.